Thursday night, Siman Kufyud, we're learning Hilchos Tfilos HaDerech. We'll start from Sif Hei. Ein Torech Lomer Oysa Ela Palmachos B'Yom. The Gra compares it to Bichus HaTorah. The Gra compares it to Bichus HaTorah. You know, you're traveling. Afilum Yanuach Be'er B'Emtz HaYom. You stop off for a few hours. But certainly it's chal on the whole day, so to speak. Okay. Avo. Died the lolum beir overnight. Vachakach nimlach, and he changed his mind. The yotzim imeno lavor chutzala iloshuv lebeiso tzarchlach lus balaloisu pamacheres. Because this is the classic hesachadas. He was mesiach das. So lechayra kosh gain if he actually slept there. In the morning he has to make a new tefillah sederach. And the achrayim say that if he's traveling a whole night, let's say Bishabura. Bayom Pirish Bacholyom Vyom calls Manchu Badech Bachoy Dlamer Oisa, assuming he sleeps at night. So he has to say it every day. We had a problem if it didn't sound like this was the intention of the Mechaber. And the Mishabura says Perish, and it certainly doesn't sound like it, but no. Okay. Im yanuach, it's on the lomish and mezakim from Eisa Shos, because they're luach, vachak ha-chayi v'ayla for the dark, and kibit shek shenok v'yir, dada ha-yalach v'leilech, and not to stay overnight, ain't to ha-chlach v'leilech, because there's no hezak ha-das. But, if he changes his mind, he planned on sleeping there, da vi hezak ha-das, of kot n'chavod. V'koshkein, im lon b'derech v'shpizu b'layla, t'zorech l'vorech b'boiker. That's a koshkein. Achim unoseh ha-kol ha-layla, but if he's traveling a whole night, Dainu Shein Alombic Vius Bush Biza. And the Achrayim say, even if he sleeps, but he sleeps on the plane, he sleeps on the train, he sleeps on the boat, he sleeps in a truck stop, maybe. Rakinuach Ezumaz Bambush Biza. The Mishabura sounds not like that. The Mishabura sounds like Ein Alombic Vius Rakinuach Ezum. No, he doesn't talk about it really. He just says if you stop off even in a motel for a half hour just to eat supper, maybe take a nap, that even you would not have to make a new tefillah sederach. You should, or you should say it b'li chasima. The Achrayim say even if you sleep, you're always baderech. You never come into the ear. Again, you know, maybe it doesn't even apply so much to our situation. The Achrayim have to figure out what to do with our situation. Where the sakana is not so much if you're be'ir or not be'ir, the sakana is pushing, you know, just the fact that you're traveling in your cars and nice traffic. So I'm wondering now, the Achrayim that say that if you sleep not in an ear, so you're always baderech, so you don't make a new bracha in the morning. So I'm thinking now, I could see that on a boat, you're on a cruise, or, so you're always baderech, like the whole night you've been in that sakona, so to speak. That's the machayev of tefillas haderech, so to speak. But in a case of a guy driving, he's driving like, there's a long trip. Or even if he started at night, and he stopped and he slept, so there was Hasechadas, but it wasn't the ear. So I wonder now, I wouldn't be so quick to paskin that he should not make a bracha. I think there was Hasechadas, and really, so it's a chiddush, you know, he slept overnight, but he put once at the ear, so there's no new mechayev and tefillas haderech. But in our situation, I wouldn't be so quick to say there's no new mechayev of tefillas haderech. So again, under normal circumstances, you go into your car. Chazon Ish is quoted as saying that, you know, there's houses all along the way and everything. Make tefillas haderech, or at least hamavarech lo hifsin. The sefer I saw that quoted the Chazon Ish quoted him that way, like lo hifsin. Of course, our tefillas haderech really has a different mechayev than if you're in the city boundaries or not. The difference in reality. By that, if you went outside the city boundaries, you were unprotected, it was lawless, you were hijacked, there were highway robbers, there were, you know. Now, it's funny, like, so sometimes I tell people, I still do, like, when should they make Tfilas HaDerech? So I say, if you had a flat tire, or if you were on a highway, but there's really houses all around you, but you have no shaykhus to those houses, you're on the highway, like, you can't get to those houses, so the fact that they're within your 70 amos is not going to do you a whole lot of good. You know, like, they're out of your. So I say when you leave, if you had a flat tire, can you walk over to someone's house and knock on the door and say, you know, do you have a spare jack? When you're not like that, that's when you should say Tzilas HaDerech. When you're disassociated from. So in the Gemara's time, it was in the town, out of the town, you know. Now, we have different. So anyway, I'm ready to paskin that if you're going by car and you stop overnight, you sleep in the car or you sleep at a bus stop or a truck stop, I'm ready to say that you should make a bracha in the morning. Even on the boat, not. On the boat, not, because you're traveling the whole time. That's the point of the Zachronim. You're traveling the whole time. So there's no new mechayev of Tfilas HaDerech. But I would say the guy who stops his car and goes to sleep, you know, in the truck stop, so he taka stopped. And that was a new mechayev of Tfilas HaDerech. Okay, tzorech iyun. It's something to. It's not poshut. At the point of the Mishavur doesn't even bring down that, those sheetahs.
Driving.
Yeah. So.
So it means that it was meant for a person taking
yeah.
out.
So.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. 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 Let's go. So that's what the Achronim say, though. The Mishmurah doesn't bring it down. For the Mishmurah would be a little mashma. There's a slight implication of the Mishmurah, not like these Achronim. I think the Mishmurah is a little mashma if you sleep at night anywhere. It's hard to tell. Mishmur doesn't really talk about it. I take it back. I don't know what the Mishmur is. Okay. Mishmur doesn't deal with it. But the Achrayim deal with it and say no bracha. And I say if you stop the car and you go to sleep, you make a bracha. Because you're new Mechayim.
I was driving cross country and I don't stop to take shifts. And I sleep at night.
That's what we're talking about.
No, but the car is moving.
That's what you mean. I hear. Yeah. Okay.
There's no svara that the Hesach Hadas interrupts the one derech. It doesn't matter.
That's what the Achrayim say. The Hesach Hadas is not enough. I'm saying even though the Mishabur is mashma a little, not like that, but the Achrayim say that the Hesach Hadas is not enough to be mechayev a new tefillah of derech. If you're always baderech and you've never stopped being baderech. This is what the Chayim say. It's not the Mishnah Berurah.
So the Rav is saying that you stop being baderech.
With the car.
Yeah.
But not the boat.
Yeah.
And the Chanami, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the point.
Well, technically you're baderech. You're not in civilization. The way Chazal defined it, you're still baderech. So I'm saying, if I say Vait, we could look at the present situation from the perspective of a different type of Mechayim of Tzilas HaDerech. Just like the Achrayim say, and I heartily agree, that we could certainly, with cars, you could be Simech on the Taz. As the Taz says, whenever you set out on a trip, you can make Tzilas HaDerech in the city as you start your trip. So we pass cannot like the Taz, the Shitas Yochid. But I would say with cars, I think the Stipel said it, or Chazanish, that with cars, given the nature of why we would make Tzilas HaDerech, nowadays, the Mechayev, so by cars, you should do like the Taz. Nobody does, we don't do it. I know, the common minig is not like that, because the common minig is, but the Chazanish supposedly, The Stipler for sure told someone to put that in the Sefer Ishe Yisrael, a Sefer on Hilchos Tefillah. And he says that he said when you go on a trip, that you say Tefillah Derech as soon as you pull out of your driveway. So I don't know. Halacha Lemaisa, there's a Tazus Shita. It's not so radical. The Tazus Shita Siachin. He said, okay, so you can rely on a Shita Siachin and do it then.
And Lechor would be the same din with...
Maybe if someone's scared of brachas, he doesn't want to make a brach levatola, I would tell him, you know, people don't do what the rabbi says, you know, but maybe I would suggest having in mind in Shemaya Tfila, the previous davening, up till when you're out of the city, when you make the class of Tfila for that.
Yeah, Lechor would be the same din...
That's what I just meant. You're not yaitzu with that when you're a vaday chayes.
You have a stopover flight. You're flying in connecting flights. So it lands and then takes off again.
And you wait in the airport.
And you slept in the airport. Then there'll be a new machayev.
Yeah. There would be a new machayev.
There would be.
Would be, like everybody. You're in an airport. An airport is a whole city. An airport has every amenity that a city has. It has its own police force. It has a place to sleep, it has a shul, you can eat, except if you're in Switzerland and you keep kosher. There's nothing to eat, except oranges. But they don't allow the hechsherim on the products, that's in the whole Europe. Not they don't allow, it's not practical. They're afraid to do it.
Hechsher on the fruits.
They don't put the hechsher on. You have to get a booklet that tells you which foods are kosher. In Europe, they don't have on the packages that it's kosher.
Not universal.
There's no kashrus symbol. There is in England, maybe, but not in Switzerland, not in Europe.
Some, not a good.
Even in England,
there's
I think they told us you have to get the booklet.
You have to get the booklet. There's some foods that have schnitzel.
Depends if the company is afraid it'll be targeted by terrorists. I guess Europe's finished for their side. They should move to Israel. I'm telling you.
Paris, France.
It's full of Arabs all over.
So is Israel.
What?
So is Israel.
Okay. Harami Rittenberg, Sivov. Sheyeitzel Derech Mabaita Yom Racha Yiratzon. Tinasmichel Bichos Gaimel Chasodim Tibrachas Mukhalachaberta. So we have a problem. We have a question with three answers. Three classic answers. Three famous answers. The question is, why isn't Tfilas HaDerech, why doesn't it start with Baruch? It's Chosem with Baruch, Baruch Atah Hashem Shmeya Tfilah, why doesn't it start with Baruch? So there's three famous answers in the Rishonim. One is that it's not a Bracha, it's a Tfilah. The Tfilah doesn't have the rules of Bracha Smucha L'Chaverte. That's the Tur's answer, I think. Another answer is that it's Shomea Tfila. That you look at the Chasima, and the Chasima is Shomea Tfila, and Shomea Tfila doesn't start with a Baruch and Shmona Esrei, because it's considered Smucha Lachaverta, whatever. It's that Bracha, that's what Ben Yehuda says. It's with a different Nusach in the body of the Bracha, but it's good old Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tfila. And Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tfila does not start with a Baruch. Right, the classic one, the prototype, Shemaya Tfila Zin Shmona Esrei, and there it doesn't start with a Baruch, so it doesn't have to start with a Baruch. That's the second answer. The third is what the Rav Rotenberg did. He maneuvered to make it Smucha L'Chaverta. So he took him in the morning. He would be davening in the morning. He has to say Anu Tfila Sanderech. So he would be saying to Baruch Atah Hashem Gomel Chasidim Tovim Le'amo Yisrael, and he would say Yerushim Ufanecha Say Tzilus Aderek. He would be saying Tasha Yotzar. Sometimes it's suggested when people are on trips, they say, oh, they eat something. My father, Alav Hashalom, he used to always eat something and be saying to Baruch Nefashos. I guess you could be saying to the Baruch of Yishayna too, even though then you always have the hefsek of eating. Why? And not to...
We don't say it by great of flesh, we say it's the same old
but it's a short bracha.
Yeah, I never heard that. If a bracha doesn't require bracha smucha lachaverta, means smucha lachaverta. If that bracha, because of its nusach, doesn't have a chasima, I never heard that that makes it any less of a candidate to be the partner of a bracha smucha lachaverta. I never heard it. I would have to, okay. So that's this Ram Rutenberg. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah laderech v'hogeh pirush. So you're not going to perform a melech v'derech v'hogeh kodem atfilah, right? For him to do what he did, so you have to assume that he was traveling before davening. We caught the Ram Rutenberg traveling before davening because he traveled. He had to say tefilas aderech. Presumably he slept over in the city, so that means he was already out of the city, as we'll see later, the shir, right? And he's still davening. He's davening Agoma Chazadim Tovim Lemo Yisrael. We caught him. So the Mishnah Berurah, you know, Kashva Maisa, he had to travel. He's going to miss a plane, miss a train, whatever. Well, you're my brachos b'derech. So with that, how you must make tefillos b'derech after you eat rotzer. Avok shumalek achar tefillo, and you chalom tefillos b'derech kredim tefillo. You can't say it too early. So if you're really daven when you're supposed to daven, which is before you start traveling, you're out of luck. So the Ram Rutenberg really is not a third shita. I don't know why I said it that way. Not really a third shita. It's sort of like an eitzah to avoid the problem. And it's a very limited eitzah. I guess because the Ram Rutenberg is machadesh. Oh, no, I'll tell you what's going on here. There is a chiddush in the Ram Rutenberg page, and it does help you. Why? Because Ram Rutenberg, we usually think of bracha smucha lachaverta, that that's the nusach bracha, that's the kviyus of the bracha. Here, it's right, it's ad hoc. He decided to say hagomel chasodim tovom lemay Yisrael, and b'saymich et atzilus hader. That's very ad hoc. Who says in such an ad hoc way you could make something into a bracha smucha lachaverta? You decided to put it next to another bracha. That's not a bracha smucha lachaverta, classic. So that's maybe, like that could be called the Ram Rutenberg's chiddush, and therefore when we sushtel it to eating and making bor nefashos, or ala michya, and then saying tefillos aderech, or asher yotzar, we're really using the Ram Rutenberg shita. That you can use an ad hoc smichus to create bracha smucha lachaverta. So it is a third mahalach. It's a little funny. I guess that's what he used to do. So if he held you how to do that, so what happens when it didn't work out? So then he probably ate something and made a burn of fashel. So why isn't that what's quoted? I guess this is what he was famous for. Maybe he was always traveling. Maybe this is the way he usually.
Similar theme.
No, but it's a little funny. If what I'm saying is true, it's a very limited thing he did. He had to be baderech, and he had to be a second day of the derech, right? Not the first day, and he had to be traveling before davening. And we do extrapolate from the Ram Rutenberg that you say tefillos haderech after. I don't know if people do it anymore. When I was a youngster growing up, everybody I knew ate something, made bor nefashos, and then said tefillos haderech. Now I'm with people. Myself, not Makbidar.
The Mishnah Berurah brings
it down. That what? That
you
we don't
eat. You should eat and eat mikrocha chayno and
yeah.
Say to us there.
Yeah.
That's what people do.
Now I don't see people doing it so much. My personal experience. I'm just saying. Now people say, "Feel the derech." When I grew up, nobody would do that. They would always make sure to eat something and then be saimich at the bar in the fushes. Okay. Kashva ma'isa. Let's what?
It's not clear on why that's important. If the nusach is start from the yiratzon, why is it important to?
That's the question. Why does it? Why doesn't it? So the Torah gives one answer because it's not a full fledged bracha. It's a tefillah more than a bracha, and the tefillah doesn't have to start with. It's not a bracha. That's the Torah's answer. The Rabbi Yonah's answer is that it's the bracha of Shemaya Tefillah, which doesn't start with a baruch because of its reasons in Shemona Esrei. But once you're saying that bracha, so you don't have to start it with a baruch. And the Ram Rutenberg apparently didn't like the answers and did his utmost to make it a bracha smucha lachaverta, which doesn't have to start with baruch.
That's not clear why that would bother him if that's
what did he think Chazal meant? Maybe. Is that your question?
Yeah.
What are these, the ones that made up the bracha?
This is a new stuff. Why come and change it?
He's not changing it. He didn't change anything either of it. All he did was he.
Yeah, what is Allah's point? It's a bracha.
Because Al Kaina Shalom, they say it's Samuch to Ramati.
To what? Ashayotza.
Al Kaina Shalom.
Samuch to Ashayotza.
Sorry, he used to be when the person first woke up, he didn't say no dying, he said Al Kaina Shalom. So they do it. So to say it's because of the Samuch to Ramati. Why does it bother them?
What bothers them is why Chazal broke the rules of brachas.
They say that that's the rule. That it's some of Ramah.
Yeah.
But
not the rule. That's the rule.
Was it Nikolai to be some of them?
So maybe he held it was. I don't know.
And he's coming to be Metrakin.
You're asking why, according to the Maram, what was the Maram Rutenberg's perspective? Obviously, Chazal instituted it without a borah, so you could question why.
Why come and change it? It has to be.
Okay.
A new stuff, and why come and change it?
Okay, I'm not sure. Hasmucha lachaverta, sheina pasachas b'borah, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. V'moholach b'emtza hayom, yasmicha l'brach ha'cheres, v'en sheyoichel ha'yishtei z'dover. Maybe he held Chazal talking about the classic case. The classic case is to start out in the morning. The Gemara just never bothered speaking out that you should be saying Mechitakom and Mechosim Tovim Lamu Yisrael. That was the Gemara just assumed you would work things out in order to make it a Brachas Mechal Chaverta, one way or the other. And the Gemara doesn't bother speaking it out, I guess, because perhaps. Because they used to always, you know, start traveling at the crack of dawn or start getting light.
Shari Chuba brings down a whole bunch of Kronim to pass to the Taz.
Okay. We don't pass like the
Taz.
No, I said already my piece.
Yeah.
We don't pass like the Taz, but in a car we do. That was my piece. That's certainly the impression you get when you learn Shari Tshuva. Okay. Sivkot Mechav Zayim. Chav Ches. Asmucha Lachavet. Hashena Pasachas Beboruch. Vimhoilech Be'emtza Yoyim Yasmichel Lebrocha Acheres. Ben Shayachal Yishtay Tadova Bech Brocha Achreino. I guess Lachatchili should do a Brocha Achreino so the eating should not be a Hefzik. I guess Lachatchili that's the way to go. Oh, Yatul Mayim, Vyom Mashayot. So, if Mokum Shen Yochel Lazus Kol Zeh, you can't, you don't have, what? So, when I was a kid, that was always my excuse for the cookie, right? Gotta say, Tzivos Aderech. Hey. Begamu Yoshim Ba'Golo, Ben Anoshim, Ben Roitzum Mohamdan, Allah Vachayeri Viale, to go to the bathroom. Abu became, bottom line is, you can do it without it. I am a tour based Yosef. Okay. Nogan Lito Rishus Mihagdolim. I guess they still do this in Bnei Brak. Well, maybe in Yerushalayim. If you have a Rebbe, you do that. You say, I'm going on a trip, give me a bracha.
Rishus.
Yeah. Um, Mizborchim Kshokhim Aderech. Vyeshmachim Hashemur Chazal Nimlochim Besanhedrin. That's when you go to war. We're in the middle of Ein Yaakov. That's mamish what we're learning in Ein Yaakov. This Indian of Lachem B'Sanhedrin when they went to war. Upir Shrashi Notlu Rishus Kadesh Yispalulu Aleihem. Vikonis Bechitov V'Yetzei Bechitov. Okay. Oh, he's bringing down a whole Vayinu B'Shachis Neitzachama Barvus Chiz Hashkia Shem Yibu Bachus Apchosim. Again, we ignore this. I mean, when in the cars we ignore it. I don't know in the communities that are surrounded by Arabs, they don't ignore this. Well, King Shusomach Leiro, Shudeli Zorsham, Mishmur himself says that when the reason is not applicable, you could go there Belilo. We go 3 a.m. I don't know about Israel. I know it about America. Every highways. You can get into a traffic jam at 2:30 in the morning. Easy. All right, we'll stop here. The next thing is very harsh of when to make it.
I don't know who does these ha'aras, but it says that the Mishnah.
That's Rav Nachman's one, no?
Is it?
No.
It says that Yizayim Mishnah Brim to Imahavi Hefsek.
Okay. Probably the Chatchila it is, but the evidence not. I can tell you now. You ask me, I don't answer personal questions. You ask me the din? I know. I never answer. When people say, what do? I don't answer. Would you like to know what to do?
Yeah.
Okay, which way? Which direction?
I'm saying what
here to there or there to here?
What I was told to do is to say without a brother.
I don't know. When you get onto the highway, you should say it.
Yeah.
That's with a bracha.
Say with a bracha?
Yeah. When you get onto the highway, it's a long trip. It's not like Birchas HaGoyimo. It's not like, I travel it every day. That's not relevant. The 38, once you're not attached to the houses around, that's what I hold.
Say once it passed the train station.
Okay, that's good. Once it passed the train tracks. I said, once when you get a flat tire, you're in trouble. That's when you should say Tzilus HaDerech. Before you get the flat tire, right?